Class 4, Subject Computer Science, Topic Customizing Windows. In this chapter, we will be studying about various types of operating systems, especially the Windows operating system, its components, and how the Windows work with all of its features. To start with, we must know what is an operating system. An operating system is the interface or a mediator between the computer and a user. There are two types of operating systems. They are CUI or Character User Interface. In this operating system, the instructions given to the computer are with the help of text commands which are typed to the computer. For example, a DOS and Bash shell. On the other hand, we have GUI or Graphical User Interface. In this type of operating system, the instructions are given to the computer with the help of a keyboard or a mouse. For example, Microsoft Windows or Mac operating system. Now, with this, we shall move on to knowing more about Microsoft Windows. So as we switch on the Windows-based computer, the first screen that we see after booting has taken place is the desktop. Now if you refer to figure 2.1 on page number 16 of your book, the blue screen that you see is the desktop. And the small pictures that you find on the desktop are called the icons. With this, the long bar at the bottom of the desktop is known as the taskbar. Now, a taskbar has a number of components and we will be discussing them one by one. First, the start button. The start button is located at the bottom left corner of the taskbar and it shows the various software or programs which are installed on a computer. Next, Quick Launch Bar. It is found just next to the Start button and contains icons of programs that are used very often. Third, Notification Area. It shows the programs and messages that are running as background tasks. A speaker icon is found here. We can change the volume of the speaker by moving up the slider. As we move up the slider, the volume of the speaker will increase, and if we move down the slider, the volume will decrease. Fourth, we have the clock. It appears on the bottom right corner of the desktop of the taskbar and keeps track of the date and time even when the computer is switched off. Next, we have Show Desktop button. This is found on the extreme right corner of the notification area. And last but not least, the jump list. This feature was introduced with Windows 7 and it is a pop-up list of the tasks or documents that appear as we right-click on any program icons of the taskbar.